Hey, everybody. This is a really Ronny podcast, but it is going to be without Colleen because she did not see Super 8. So kind of a cool deal. We're going to be talking about Super 8 and give a review. And I went to go see it with my sister, so that was kind of a cool thing. And Super 8 was incredible, and I'll tell you why. It's because I think a lot of movies that are coming out today are just rehashes of the same movie over and over, and they're trying to kind of capitalize on a certain type of person and a certain type of audience. But Super 8 really went back to what used to work. And watching the movie, I felt like I was watching Spielberg movie, and also I was watching a J.J. Abrams movie who was watching a Spielberg movie. So it had a lot of the same type of feel of like a Close Encounters, of like a Goonies, of like a little bit of Raiders of the Lost Ark, a little bit of Jurassic Park, and Cloverfield. Now there's been discussions that this is probably a prequel or something like that. So, but I really, really, really like the movie. And there's so many times where you watch a movie that's pretty recent and you say, well, it's okay. Or you give little justifications for, well, you know, maybe they didn't have enough time for this or that or something else. But this was a great movie. And the story is about this group of kids that are making this movie about zombies. And they happen to be shooting a scene next to a train station. The train goes by and there's a certain situation that happens and there's a train crash. And then something escapes the train. And that really sets the story in motion. And there's kind of a mystery. And then the kids have to kind of foil the mystery. And there was always these little things in Lost where people did things that you would never really do in real life. Just the worst or the craziest or the most difficult thing, that's what they would do. And those type of moments happen throughout the film. The casting was really great. It was funny. I'll tell you this. There was a blonde kid that was in the original Bad News Bears. That was just so funny. He would just get so mad and throw his mitt around and just get upset all the time. But he was just so funny. And there's a similar kid. It's almost like there's this kind of mold for this, the blonde, big mouth, angry kid. And that's, they got him again. So, but it was really cool that even though this movie was set in the past, it was set in 79, but it wasn't a perfect little life. And what was interesting is this is before 9/11, obviously, and before situations that we see today. But even back then, life was real. Life was difficult. Life was hard. And so sometimes I think when people think back about the past, they say, oh, well, it was much better than it was right now. Well, in some ways, but actually it was more difficult. And so, you know, it talks about friendship. It talks about kind of banding together. It talks about dreams and doing something that is creative. And then also kind of bumping into this kind of really wild, mysterious monster. So it a great movie. I can't recommend it enough. You know, if you got kids, there's some language and some this and that. I mean, you're going to have to kind of make up your mind. But, you know, I'm not going to nitpick it to death. As a film on a whole, this was a great movie. And it really harkens back to the movies of the 70s and 80s when Spielberg was just firing on all cylinders. You know, when people talk about Hitchcock, they say, well, this movie, he was firing all cylinders and his battery was all charged up. Well, this harkens back to those type of days. It had a palpable sense of the great movies that were done back, you know, when Spielberg was totally in charge. And so highly recommend it. Some of the chase scenes are incredible. Monster movie, just totally fantastic. So anyway, that's it. Super 8, really great. Thanks. See ya.